Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thanks, Jen, and happy New Brunswick Day weekend, everyone. Today we're going to feature Flo Durell and her latest album, Listen to Your Heart. There's no denying Flo Durell is totally made in New Brunswick. Along with fiddleheads, maple syrup, and tasty craft beers, there's a flavor to Flo's music that is distinctly East Coast and distinctly from this province. On the new album, she seamlessly drifts from English to French and throws in a couple of cover songs special to her. Find out more about the album when we talk to Flo here in just a little bit, and feature six songs from this project, starting with Walk Out the Door, now on Atlantic Access.
Garder nos coutumes et nos façons.
Princess Flo Durell from her latest album, Listen to Your Heart. That's Mon Accent de la Mer, no doubt about her hometown. Welcome to the podcast, Flo.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That song we just played echoes of your hometown and maybe growing up. Maybe you were a little reminiscent when you did that song?
Yes, absolutely. I co-wrote with Linda Arsenault. And in Bay St. Anne, when we speak French, we have our own accent. And they say that we roll our R's. Because we're in between two English communities. Bay St. Anne is in between Escuminac and Hardwick. Okay. So we always sound like we're English people trying to speak French. And so I wrote a song about Mon Accent La Mer. I have an accent, and I'm proud of it now. I used to be ashamed of it because they'll never understand me, especially when you go to Quebec or places like that, and you think, they're never going to understand my French. Mm. But they do. They like our accent. So now I'm proud of being from Bay St. Anne and having that accent.
As well you should be, and you should be proud of this album, Listen to Your Heart. You know, it took almost a lifetime to get that first album done, released just a couple of years ago, and now this one's hot on the trails. So I guess you must have enjoyed the first experience so much you wanted to get to the next one.
I most certainly did. The first one was a lot easier than this one, believe it or not. And the only reason I had difficulties with this one is that we recorded in the middle of winter. And Mother Nature wasn't very kind with me. She kept giving us storm after storm when I had studio time. And my album is kind of late, but better late than never.
Where was this one done? Another reason this is such the perfect album to celebrate on this New Brunswick Day weekend is you have both languages. You sing in both official languages, and both are proudly displayed here. There's a total of 12 songs there, and I think there's three or four that are in your mother tongue. How important was it to kind of work the tapestry in this and have both?
It was planned. That, again, is another challenge because I am fluently bilingual, and I play in areas which are predominantly in French. And I also sing in English, and I do have a lot of radio stations in Ontario that play my stuff. So I have to have both official languages or songs from the both languages, but it's predominantly in English. I have three French songs.
Including one that is your first single. It's been out now for a couple of months. It's called La Dispersion.
Yes.
And one that is especially important this year.
Yes, because it's Le Congrès Mondial Acadien, and this song, La Dispersion, is about the Acadians and the expulsion of the Acadians and how they survived and they came out on top again. And now we are actually able to celebrate our Acadian heritage.
Yeah. It's a survival story for the ages, to be sure. Let's spin it. This is La Dispersion from Flo Durell's latest album, Listen to Your Heart, on Atlantic Access.
Du diable, les Acadiens sont blés battus, destination vers l'inconnu, des larmes coulées, des cœurs percés, des enfants blessés, des familles brisées, croyons.
Something sure went wrong.
We've lost that loving feeling.
We don't talk and we don't touch.
Just two lonely hearts together on the dying side of love. On the dying side of love. Love, if it ever was, so where do we go from here?
There ain't no easy answer
for lonesome souls like us.
Holding on to yesterday on the dying side of love. On the dying side of love.
Side of Love, that is Flo Durell's latest single and a partnership with Brian Mallory on Atlantic Access from the album Listen to Your Heart. Working with Brian Mallory, this must have been like visiting an old friend for you.
It is. He's always so much fun to work with, very pleasant, and he's always there to help out other artists. He's that type of guy. You call him up, and actually he's the one that provided the song On the Dying Side of Love. As an artist, you're always looking for material. And I contacted Brian when I was putting my album together, and I said, would you have any songs that, you know, they're just kicking around that maybe I could use? And he sent me three, and one of which was a duet. And I said, that's fine and dandy, but the only person I want to do that with is you. So he says, bring it on, let's get her done.
Turned out real fine. Was that a kind of a duet where you were both in the studio at the same time, or were you taking advantage of the modern technologies and you each did your part separate, I wonder?
We actually were in the studio together, which is fun.
That's really the best way to go, isn't it?
You get the feel.
Yeah, you get the feeling of two people actually communicating and working off each other, for sure, yeah. So it's a busy summer for you. What are the highlights?
It has been a busy summer. I mean, here we are in August already, and I've done a lot of my festivals, a lot of the shows. I have one coming up, of course, is the Kane's Ooh. And I'm doing that with my brother, Buff, that I don't get to play with. Distance and jobs keep us apart, but every once in a while we can get together. And we're doing that in Chériac at La Maison Pascal Poirier, and that's on August 15th.
Well, that'll be a really sweet, intimate gig then, won't it?
Yes, it will. Just the two of us.
Yeah. Are there advanced tickets?
No. It's an outdoor.
It's an outdoor thing.
Yes, and it's free of charge. It's a museum.
Yeah.
And it's on Main Street as well.
Yes.
But it's La Maison Pascal Poirier.
I didn't realize they had performances there.
I didn't either until we got hired.
So there hasn't been like an official launch yet of Listen to Your Heart as far as a big, you know, concert or tour. Of course, this tour that you're on probably is that unofficially, but will there be like a big CD launch party type of an event down the road, do you think?
We're hoping. I was speaking with Brian because he's going to be at that CD launch party, as well as the other musicians, Scott and Gerald Del Hunte. At the present time, we're all busy touring and doing our summer gigs, so we have to wait till it kind of slows down for all of us. And we're hoping October, but okay. It will be all over Facebook and all over the media somewhere.
Yeah, and it'll be another sold-out event, so get your tickets early when the news is released. You mentioned the Del Hunte brothers. Brother Gerald works with you on one of the tracks on the album that we're going to play, actually. It's a good roadhouse kind of rocker, actually.
Take a Ride.
So what's the story on that tune? Where does that come from?
Well, it was written by a local songwriter by the name of Anis Bastarash, and I actually have three songs of Anis on this album. And when she first wrote it, and I met up with her, she says, "I can hear Gerald Del Hunte singing this with you." And I said, "Well, that's too funny, because I was hearing the same thing." And the fact that Gerald and Scott are the musicians on the entire album, I brought it up to Gerald, and he was willing to give it a try and take a ride.
That kind of made it easier, didn't it?
Now, yes.
We talked about how the duets were both you sharing the studio at the time that you recorded.
Yes.
What's the been like with the band aspect of it? Was there a lot of like off-the-floor type stuff?
Yes, there was, and a lot of on-the-spot creativity, because there's one song, it's called Here Comes Trouble, and I wrote that. I really had an open mind. I didn't know what I wanted as lead breaks or stuff like that, but Scott came through with a lead break that is unforgettable.
So the title song we're going to spin next, actually, it's called Listen to Your Heart. You settled on that one as the title.
Yes, I did, because I did listen to my heart. If I'd have listened to my financial advisor, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But it is a beautiful song written by one of my good friends, Beverly Terrio, from Rexton. It's about a woman. It goes full circle. She starts out asking her mother for advice as a child, and then she has a daughter of her own and ends up giving her advice at the end. Kudos to Beverly, and she did the harmony on that, so
nice.
She's a wonderful artist as well.
Floderelle is definitely made in New Brunswick, a good snapshot and a window into your talent. Some covers in there, and of course both languages and everything. It's just a well-rounded Floderelle project. So
well, thank you.
You need to get your hands on it. It's available everywhere. Thanks a lot for this, Flo.
I thank you.
We're going to spin Listen to Your Heart back-to-back with Take a Ride, now on Atlantic Accents.
Friends, we were only 12. She told me a terrible secret and made me promise not to tell. I asked my mom, what do I do? Do I tell or do I lie? She turned around to face me and looked me straight into the eye. Listen to your heart, I'll tell. Listen to your heart, we'll tell you what you need to know. Block out what's in your head, and never mind what anyone says. And if you're smart, you'll listen to your heart. I was just 16 and innocent, a little my age and years. He told me that he loved me, and as he led me to his bed, and the closer we got, I could hear those trusting words my mama said. Said, listen to your heart, I'll tell you where you want to go. Listen to your heart, we'll tell you what. Block out what's in your head, and never mind. she meant to me. Well, my daughter came home late last night, an invitation in her hand. Party was wild, she didn't want to go, but was scared they wouldn't understand. Like an actor on a stage that memorized their part, smiled at her and held her close and said, listen to your heart. Tell you what you need to know, but I'll count what's in your head, and never mind what anyone says. And if you're smart, you'll listen, baby, listen.
Flo Durrell on Atlantic Access this week. A proud presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton for all your mobile entertainment needs. See entertainmentplus.ca. Le chanteur Danny Boudreau est aussi 100% natif du Nouveau-Brunswick, de Petit Rocher. And our bonus track this week features Danny Boudreau and a singing partner from the Prairies, Winnipeg to be precise, Jocelyne Baribeau. And together they make the duo Beau Séjour. Voici Vieux Country on Atlantic Access.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.